Sometimes you break their hearts. Sometimes they break yours. A Story by Marie-Helene Bertino. I am like everyone else. Good at some things, bad at others. I am good at eating clementines. I am bad at drawing straight lines. I am good at drinking coffee. I would be bad at building a house. If someone asked me to build them a house, I would have to say no. Or I would say yes, then worry they would not like the house I built. Why is this kitchen made out of coffee filters, they'd say. Why are there no floors? And I'd say, I wish you hadn't asked me to build you a house. I am bad at telling stories. For example, this one is about Christmas lights, and here is the first time I'm even mentioning them. A person who knew how to tell a story would start with, "This is a story about Christmas lights I finally got around to putting up last night and the miracle that happened afterward." You know, at a party, when someone tells an absolute gripper that juggles different characters and lands on a memorable line, and everyone holds their stomachs and looks at each other in shocked amazement, a line people repeat on car rides home so they can laugh again? I am not that person. I am the one asking the host what kind of cheese it is I'm eating. The name of the planet I'm from does not have an English equivalent. Roughly, it sounds like a cricket hopping onto a plate of rice. I am here to take notes on human beings. I fax them back to my superiors. We have fax machines on planet Cricket Rice. They are quaint, retro things, like vintage ice cube trays. Human beings, I fax, produce water in their eyes when they are sad, happy, or sometimes just frustrated. Water. My father left my mother because the baby thing was not his jam. How could she ever again be expected to see me, but not also see the leaving? I work as a receptionist for Landry Business Solutions. I have no idea what we do. When people ask, I say, when businesses have problems, we have solutions. If they press me, I say it involves outsourcing. A monkey could do my job better and with more hilarious results. I answer the phone, keep the candy jar filled, and monitor the bathroom key. 10 minutes out of my 20-minute training was candy jar related, and the other 10 consisted of bathroom key shakedown tactics. People are always losing the bathroom key, and the receptionist before me must have gotten frustrated because she hot glued it to a 12-inch ruler. I have no friends at Landry Business Solutions. I assume they are too busy outsourcing and thinking of solutions. They don't bother me, and unless they receive a FedEx package, I don't bother them. Human beings, I fax, fetishize no organ more than the heart. When they like someone, they say, "There's a girl after my own heart," and they will stand or sit very close to the person they love with their heart. When they are sad, they say, "My heart is broken." They will tell large groups of people things they don't believe. But the heart is just a muscle with an important job, just an area in the body. I am bad at asking for help. When you ask a human being for help, there's a chance they will say later, "Remember when you asked for help? Can I have $5? That goes for medicine, too. I don't like asking help from pills in a bottle. I don't want to be woken up at night by a tab of aspirin asking to borrow $5. There's a reason it's called alien-aided. Because I am an alien, I am alone. When you are alone, there's no one to tell, "There is a bird whose call sounds like..." Or, "There's a spider landing on your head." So you have to tell yourself, "There's a spider landing on my head. I should move." Of course, there are good days. Days when the clementine skin pulls off whole. Days when every Karen I meet is wonderful. A week ago, My mother and I were chopping peppers, and she said, "Let them be big enough so that each one is its own mouthful." I don't like when she says words like mouthful, words that cannot be divorced from sex. Other words like that are suck, finger hole, cock, butt plug, butt, anal, vagina, clit. I asked her not to say mouthful anymore, and she hopped up and down with a knife in her hand singing, "Mouthful, mouthful." And when I got home, the Christmas lights snarled at me from their ball on the couch. I ate a mouthful of ice cream and wondered how appliances can be programmed to turn themselves on. If a coffee maker can turn itself on, doesn't that mean it is never truly off? Human beings, IFAX, spend their lives pretending their parents are people with no needs. They do not want their moms to talk about sex or die. On planet Cricket Rice, we've evolved past the body. A trillion years of whittling the parts that were unnecessary revealed everything to be an appendix, the body itself a husk. I know it's hard for you to understand. On Earth, my body feels lumbering, cumbersome, a boxy suit several sizes too big. I giggle watching humans walk down the street using their legs, implementing their hands to hold things, negotiating with themselves to get to where they need to go using such outdated tools, like trying to remove a bean at the bottom of a vase with a steamroller. I don't mean to laugh. Imagine not being constrained by gravity. Movement is a thought or wish. You are barely finished desiring it and you're already there above the tree line, pumping into the incalculable banks of what you'd call clouds, just as quickly back onto the ground. In certain human churches, I've heard this called heaven. On planet Cricket Rice, we've evolved past the idea of individual. We are a pulsing, in-tune, multi-souled, singular thought. There are no what you would call decisions. The closest I've seen to it on Earth is the movement of birds that, without consult, bend and fray across vast expanses. People on planet Cricket Rice know without consult how to align ourselves onto the common wire. Iterations listening only to themselves, flinching at split second to pound into or feather out of a gust. A family of feeling, able to detect a clear space through fog and soar into it, made from thousands, thousands into one, beating faultlessly into certain perfect air. Lift of stomach, catch in throat. You're there before the mind catches up. The distance that is not, a quantum distance. When I wake from dreams about my home, I yearn for the feeling of a planet of people in myself. On Earth, we stumble about in our crudely made, badly engineered husks, alone and separated by our skin casing. We look out only for ourselves. We don't even have the right eyes to see. Of course I am a they. So are all of you. Human beings, IFAX, did not think their lives were challenging enough, so they invented roller coasters. A roller coaster is a series of problems on a steel track. Upon encountering real problems, human beings compare their lives to riding a roller coaster, even though they invented roller coasters to be fun things to do on their day off. As a child on planet Cricket Rice, I lie in bed trying to figure out a way I could know everyone on planet Earth. America was easy. I could drive through it. Then I would send a letter to one person in every country, and they could tell their friends, and I could know everyone by association. But language was a problem, and I didn't know every country's name, and I used to get panicky and red-eyed about it. I have other responsibilities at my job. I seat clients who have problems and are waiting for solutions. Sometimes the person with solutions is late. When people are late to meet me, I assume it's because they lost track of time while planning my surprise birthday party. And I worry, will they remember I like chocolate on chocolate? But most human beings don't like when other people are late. They get frowny-faced and huffy. So I entertain the clients who wait for solutions. I make the candy jar talk, or I tell them I have a friend who has vintage ice cube trays. You pull a silver crank to release the cubes. I say, would they like to own vintage ice cube trays? Normally they say yes, because when they are waiting, human beings can be very participatory. Then I say, not me. I don't need getting ice to be a charming experience. And I pretend to be very anti-vintage ice cube tray. In this way, I yank the tablecloth out from under the bottle of wine and candle of the conversation.